Hi, Margaret Christine Mullings. Welcome to prayer, wherever you are geographically. Come on in. Begin to rejoice in the God of your salvation. Yes, the Lord of hosts is with you. The God of Jacob is your refuge and strength. I'd like to just send out a special shout out to those of you in the islands of the seas. Yes, those of you on the four continents of the world. Those of you in America and in every nation, it is such a wonderful privilege to be in your company once again on this prayer segment. Listen, you would find me in the book of Psalm. Yes, we have been here before, Psalm 19, but the Word of God is so refreshing each time we actually read it. And the psalmist David wrote, "The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day, they pour forth speech. Night after night, they display knowledge. There is no speech or language where their voice is not heard. Their voice goes out into all the earth, their words to the ends of the world. In the heavens, he has pitched a tent for the sun, which is like a bridegroom coming forth from his pavilion, like a champion rejoicing to run his race. It rises at one end of the heavens and makes its circuit to the other. Nothing is hidden from its heat. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are sure and altogether righteous. They are more precious than gold, than much pure gold. They are sweeter than honey from the comb. By them is your servant warned. In keeping them, there is great reward. Who can discern his errors? Forgive my hidden faults. Keep your servant also from willful sins. May they not rule over me. Then will I be blameless, innocent of great transgression. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer." The Lord bless the reading of his word and give to us the understanding that we may apply his word to our daily living. And let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, say, come before the mercy seat this morning. Father, I just pause to reverence your holy name, to hallow your name, to give you thanks, to give you praise, to give you glory, to give you honor, to magnify and glorify your name. And thank you this morning, Father, in the name of Jesus, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but are mighty to you, O God, to the pulling down of strongholds, to the casting down of imaginations, pulling down in the name of Jesus every high thing that exalts itself against your knowledge. And Father, in the name of Jesus, I take into captivity every thought and bring it under the obedience of Jesus Christ. Oh, my Father, this morning in this listening audience, I pray, Father, that you would move by your spirit, that you would move by your power. Touch each heart right now in the name of Jesus. Calm the heart that is so troubled and so anxious this morning in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Father, the heart that is hurting, Father, and filled with torment, comfort that heart right now in the name of Jesus. Heal that heart in the name of Jesus from every traumatic experience, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Father, in the name of Jesus, those who are burdened down with the cares of this life, Father, in the name of Jesus, lift the burden from the shoulders right now in the name of Jesus. Father, those wounds that are troubled right now, in the name of Jesus, Father, I ask that your presence would Visit those homes. Visit those relationships, Father. Bring peace, bring calm in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Father, open the eyes, oh God, my Father, of husbands and wives, that they would see each other as you see us in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for children who are feeling unloved right now. Father, wrap your loving arms around them, that they would feel your loving embrace in the name of Jesus and know that they are fearfully and wonderfully made. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up the caregivers this morning, the doctors, the nurses, Father, those who give care in the name of Jesus, to those who are convalescing, to those in hospices, Lord, to those in institutions, Father. I pray, Father, that you would keep them in soundness of mind. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would keep them healthy and strong, cause them to look to you as their source of everything that they need, as their source of strength this morning. Oh, my Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you that you feed the ravens. God, you feed the birds of the air. You give the animals their food. I pray for those who have no food today, no provisions, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, you are Jehovah. You are Jehovah Jireh. You are the Lord, our provider. I pray that you provide food right now for those who are in need today, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Father, manifest your word and demonstration in each life today. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, just as the heavens declare your glory, just as the skies proclaim the work of your hands, Father, I pray right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, that people everywhere under the sound of my voice, Father, will believe that you are still divinely intervening, that you are still healing today, that you are still delivering, that you are still setting free. I pray, Father, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you so much for tuning in to this segment of prayer. Before I leave you, though, just like to highlight verses 7 to 11. And in your leisure time, you can go back and read it. You know, when we think of statutes and precepts and commands, you know, a lot of times we think of rules that keep us from having fun. But here in this psalm, we see the opposite. The law here is what revives us, that makes us wise, that gives joy to our hearts, that gives light to our eyes, that warns us and rewards us. And this is because God's laws are guidelines. Yes, they are. And they light our path. Rather than feeling like our hands are chained and our feet are chained. And the word of God, the law of God, points out danger and warns us. And then the word of God, the law of God, points us to success and guides us. I'd just like to leave that in your hearing today to encourage you to read the word, to study the word, to meditate upon the scriptures, to be a doer of the word. And I'm speaking to myself first. Listen, continue to pray. Prayer changes things, and always remember, the Lord of hosts is with you no matter what you are facing at this minute, at this very moment. It will pass. Remember, God will not put more on you than you can bear. Maintain your prayer posture. God bless you right where you are.